Michael Fernandez lit candles in front of a sign with the Syrian flag and the words Free Syria painted on it. Fernandez thinks citizens should get involved, but the U.S. shouldn't if it would mean another military conflict.
I think the Syrian people should have the support materially, intellectually, morally, and physically of anyone who is opposed to oppression anywhere. And I think people should be traveling to Syria to help the Syrians have a revolution of their own on their own terms. And using it as another excuse to get involved in another military conflict in the Middle East and just ramp up the military machine even more than it already has been, I think is a mistake and probably illegal under international law and just flat out dumb.
The U.S. has pushed for a U.N. Security Council resolution on Syria, but it was blocked by Russia and China. Mark Proper, also from Occupy Tampa, said he doesn't understand why there seems to be a hesitation to get involved.
I first want the U.N. to pass a resolution that says we're going to get involved and see, hopefully, if it can be resolved peacefully without a veto so that we're not just allowing him to kill his own people and giving him a go-ahead by not acting.
But Proper also realizes the slippery slope that comes with any American intervention.
I also want to make sure that when we do get involved, that we are meeting the needs of the Syrian people and listening to what they have to say, instead of just going in there supporting regime change and then opening up their country to American markets.
The Occupy movement is known for its support of the bottom 99% of the economic totem pole. But Proper said,
we are also supporting things internationally, and that we're not just an at-home organization, that we understand that international involvement is important, and that there's a way that Occupy and an ideology that Occupy can offer to the international community in creating egalitarian working democracies in other countries, instead of just imposing Western will on foreign markets for puppet governments that we set up over there.
All of the people who came to pay their respect to those killed in the Syria uprising hoped they could also raise awareness in the public and the media. Michael Fernandez agreed, but that wasn't his first priority.
I'm here giving thanks for the fact that we aren't getting shot at yet, and to honor the brave men and women who've been giving their lives in Syria for the type of freedom that we're also, to a great degree, fighting for. The Third World is everywhere. It's not just over there.
Bashar al-Assad has been Syria's Shiite leader for more than 11 years, even though the Sunni Muslims hold the majority. The uprising began in Syria last March in the city of Daraa, where protesters called for an end to the Assad regime. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.